Welcome back to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. Again, the number to give out to folks is 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. On your regular phones, 5735 is KPFK. So we'll listen for callers, and our first caller is Eduardo from North Hollywood. Eduardo, welcome to the show.
In my participation in immigrants' rights events and just straight Latino-focused things that are promoting the rights of the quote-unquote underclass of the American society, I found that there's been a strong attempt to divide and conquer our efforts in improving our situation.
Well, thank you for your comment. We're going to, let me put the number one more time. It is 818-985-5735, and we have Jorge from Huntington Park. Jorge, welcome to the show. Oh, I guess we ended up losing Jorge. So, I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting is this is kind of one of those things, Manuel, that keeps coming back, right? And I know a lot of the things that when you got politicized, it was around the Four Winds movement. It was around, you know, stuff into the colleges. And so I think one's a interesting if we take host privilege here. You know, I would say, what do you think we should do in terms of where the movement goes? I mean, just general strokes.
Sure. I mean, I think on the positive end is what I think, if there's any positive to look at this question around how much people are being, you know, criminalized and picked up into the system. I think on one end, I think both Emma and Nativo and, you know, groups like the March 25th Coalition are representing a much more critical voice for the immigrant and migrant movement. And I think on one aspect, I think that's a very positive aspect, that there's a broad now level of unity around raids, around the issue around deportation, and I think that that's a very important break for the movement at this moment.
Okay, get the next one ready, the next point of wisdom. So we got Ricardo from Pomona. Ricardo, welcome to the show.
Hello, it's my first time calling. So
welcome on your first time.
Yeah, great. I think Nativo made some great points. I think that it's important for us to not to forget to try to get people registered nonpartisan. I think if you register nonpartisan, the Democrats and the Republicans don't think that, you know, they won't have us in their back pocket all the time, especially the Democrats. So I think that it's important for people to register nonpartisan. Also, I don't know if there is a connection somehow. I think many times we tend to fight many different battles, like the immigration thing, but then also if we can somehow make our rallies and make our marches and all that kind of stuff at these places that recruit our young people to fight for supposedly this war, which is every time, I don't like to call it a war, because every time we call it a war, we empower it. I'd like to call it an occupation and an invasion. But anyway, if we were to basically stop combining these organizations, like Natavio's organization, with this military free schools, and saying, you know, if we're not going, you guys don't want us here, you don't want our parents and our grandparents here, so we're not going to participate in this phony war that you have us going on. So anyway, that's my comment.
All right, great first comment. I think it's real, real important that we're making the connections, because it's not like if people got citizenship or whatnot, that we wouldn't still be oppressed in a lot of different ways by police about the occupation of the U.S. government of other countries abroad and whatnot. So I think that that's just a real important thing to keep in mind. So we're going to go to Clark from Santa Ana. Clark, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I missed part of Nativo's part of the program, but I noticed in the opening remarks by Emma, I believe it was, that she was saying, you know, they were tired of the Democrats, tired of the Republicans, and I think Nativo may have mentioned it, but, you know, the Latinos really should look seriously at the Green Party. I live in Santa Ana. I work with Western Service Workers in Centro de Cultural, and Saturday I had occasion to attend a really great workshop on staying out of the military and why they should, and, you know, really how rotten it is for well, it's just rotten. But at any rate, what I want to do is encourage everybody to to seriously look at the Green Party. We've been fighting for everybody's rights forever, and we believe in peace and equal rights for everybody. So that's my comment. Please look at the Green Party, and the things that we are trying to accomplish would absolutely forward the Latino cause. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Clark, for your comment. So we have Mike on the phone. Mike, tell us, what are your ideas on where the migrants' right movement should go?
Well, I think that Latino people here in the United States are great at sending money back home. And they really, really, if you talk to rich Mexicans, they will acknowledge that to you immediately. That if it wasn't for the migrant population, Mexico would be in dire straits and probably Salvador and other countries. What the Latino community has to do is to find themselves a lobbyist and raise about $2 billion. And I guarantee you that in about 24 months, we won't be having this problem anymore. All these parties, they talk big, they do, but money talks in America. So don't send Mama 100 bucks, send her 50, and send 50 bucks to your lobbyist, okay?
Thanks, Mike, for your comment. I think a lot of the things that we really need to think about is clearly federal registration has to do with the legislature in Washington, D.C. But I think one of the things that, you know, I think, you know, Nativo mentioned a little bit, but I think really sits with the core of what we think of the Labor Community Strategy Center is just the whole independent movement, the organizing on the buses. I mean, that's really where you're going to get people to actually shape their opinion. And I think in a way, deeper way than, you know, as he was talking about the DJs. The DJs are important to get the message out, but really what it takes is moving people one by one to see this is, you know, the fight around immigration as, you know, part of a multi-pronged strategy that deals with the police state, that deals with working, living wage jobs, you know, the whole piece. And if we just stay in one section, it very much limits us because we'll win that and we'll be so happy, yeah. And then, bam, hit from the other side. So wanted to thank all of our callers that we had today. Unfortunately, we didn't get Camilo on his new book around Iraq, but we're going to try to get him back on our next show. We want to thank Emma Lozano from Pueblos Sin Fronteras in Chicago, Nativo Lopez from MAPA, the Mexican-American Political Association, and Hermandad Mexicana Latinoamericana, based here in Los Angeles. Today we are hearing music from Ruben Blades, Los Tigres del Norte, Café Tacuba, and the Staples Centers are coming back on that Melissa Figueroa, who's our engineer for today, is putting on. Thank you for that. We want to thank Christine Blasdell for all her work, Lisa Adler and Dehan Song as production assistants. And up next is Susie Weissman. We'll see you next week on Voices from the Frontlines.